Donald Trump will become the first sitting president to visit Wildwood, New Jersey tomorrow. WHYY's Hemant Akande reports the historic occasion is expected to disrupt a typically sleepy time for the summer destination with celebrations and protests.
Jackie Mikulski owns a cafe in Wildwood, and she says wintertime can be brutal on her staff.
Did you ever watch A Western Story when you see the tumbleweed rolling down the street? That's Wildwood in the dead of winter.
But Mikulski expects this week will feel like a busy summer weeknight as thousands flock to the island to see Trump. According to organizers, 100,000 tickets have been requested for a 7,000-seat venue. The beach will be closed, and several blocks around the convention center will be restricted. Barricades to guide the flow of the crowd were put up yesterday. And a pop-up shop selling Trump merchandise was already drawing dozens of customers. Those who don't get into the convention center will be able to see the president on outside screens. And while there will be plenty of festivities, protesters are also planning to stage their own events outside. Paul Becker says he doesn't support Trump, but he won't join the protests.
I respect the fact that he's the president of the United States and he's my president. And, you know, we elected him by the rules of the country. And so I accept that. And if people like me don't like that, we should vote him out next time.
Like Mikulski, Becker says a presidential visit to Wildwood is monumental. And for that, he'll check out the scene at the boardwalk. Hemant Akande, WHYY News.